top of the hierarchy were the Brahmins, who remaining teachers and intellectuals, and believed to have come from Rama's head, making the Satyras to warriors and rulers, supposedly from his arms. The third slot went to the Visayas, and the traitors, who were created from his thighs. At the bottom of the heap were the Saduras, who came from Brahma's feet and did all the mental jobs. The main castes were further divided into about 3,000 castes and 25,000 subcastes, each based on their specific occupation. Outside of this Hindu caste system were the Ashutas, the Dalits, or the Untouchables. For centuries, caste dictated almost every aspect of the Hindu religious and social life, with each group occupying a specific place in the complex hierarchy. Rural communities were long arranged on the basis of caste. The upper and lower castes almost always lived in segregated colonies. The water wells were not shared. Brahmins would not accept food or drink from the Shudras, and one could marry only within one's caste. Traditionally, the system bestowed many privileges on the upper caste while sanctioning repressions of the lower caste by privileged groups. Often criticized for being not just progressive, it remained virtually unchanged for centuries, trapping people into fixed orders from which it was impossible to escape.